you know, but the club's in huge turnaround. I think it's going in the right direction. Given time, I know for a fact I'll turn it round. But we can only apologise for the performance, because now too many times, 3, 4, 5 times away from home, we haven't done enough. Mm. And that's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that something will be a bit different tomorrow without going into too many details. Is this something you've thought about because of things like Brentford, Cardiff, Norwich, etc., as well as the players you brought in?
Yeah, you know, it maybe suits us better. Obviously, the addition of Hogan gives us another threat up front. He gives us pace. He gives us pace is something which I think we needed. So we're looking forward to seeing him. He will obviously make his debut. So I'm looking forward to that, another challenge. And just working with the team now and getting the team to require of what we need. Because there's been so many changes, so many ins and outs, so many additions to the squad and turnaround, basically, where you look at it and look at the bigger picture and you think, well, is there any other club who's made that sort of changes in 6 months? Mm. Jack Grealish is one, for example. Jack Grealish in 2 years has probably had 7 managers, all telling them a different philosophy of how they wants to play and what he wants to do. You know, so, you know, even people like him who's just learning the game, you know, needs time to say it our way, what we require, and that's just an example of it.
And you mentioned that the away form's not been great. It's awful. Probably held you back from where you want to be. So what's it going to take to crack that nut?
Well, a change, a different approach to it. You know, as I said, we can only change personnel, or we can change, which has been often, probably too often. We haven't had a settled team because all of a sudden we're thrown in the hand grenade. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone along quite nicely at home. All of a sudden we play away from home, and all of a sudden this hand grenade comes in and blows the thing up again. So we've got to find a formula which everybody knows their job, everybody knows their job, what's required, and go back to the basics, really, of when I came in 4 months ago to try and steady the ship. We give far too many awful, silly goals away, for one. Yes, everybody wants to play attacking football and be in the championship. We have to be really, really dogged and determined. We see, how many games do we see where they're not great games of football? But you have to have a certain resilience. And it's fair to say, away from home, we haven't shown that.
And yeah, I don't know whether you did watch the DVD of the Brentford game back again. Did you see like similarities between Cardiff and Norwich, or is these new areas?
I listen for 20 minutes. I'm sitting there thinking, this is a bit more like it. We can't. And then all of a sudden the roof caves in, which can't be the case. That's when you earn your money. It's when we all earn your money now. When you're up against it, and you're up against it and don't get result, then what do you do? What do you do? Well, the next morning we came in, right, we had them in and we started work again to say, right, okay, we've got 6 or 7 new faces in the building, so they need to support us out now too. Mm. You know, what's gone on in the past, this 6 or 7 who've just come in now aren't part of it. Mm. So they need their support. I think they'll be really, all of them, really great acquisitions for the club. I am determined, and I'm sure they are. They've all got a little bit of hunger in their belly for one reason or another to go and achieve. They're all delighted to be here. Mm. You know, some we've had to beat off other clubs. And once I've got in front of them to sell Aston Villa, it didn't take long whenever. So that's what we've got. So they need the supporters' help, who have been nothing short of fantastic. And yes, there's a few of them disappointed the other day. I could have been singing exactly the same thing as them. Mm. You know, because I do understand.
Mm. I mean, normally we ask equipment managers, you know, what do you think about your opposition? But it's almost the case with Villa. It doesn't matter who or where you're playing. It's about you guys now.
Absolutely. We have got to just concentrate on ourselves. Mm. We've got some very, very good individual players. That's for sure. We've got certainly better than most. Mm. We've spent a hell of a lot of money. So it's now up to me to get the team functioning in a way where we can try and still, we've got 18 games to go, we've got to try and still mount a challenge. It's not over by any stretch. We're capable of going 6 or 7. We did it. Mm-hmm. We did it a few weeks ago. So we've got to try and stay positive if we can, and find a formula which suits everybody.
When you're losing, Stephen, you're in a bit of a dodgy run, I think 6 without a win. Is it a mental thing? Is it between the ears?
I think the whole thing of Villa is a mental thing. You know, and unfortunately, the club's got used to losing. So we have to change that mentality for a start, you know. So, as I've just said there, you know, the six or seven new people who've just come in this window, they need time. They need time to settle in their surroundings. They need time to get their families settled. That takes time. And as I've just said, Tom, you know, we've had something like 35, 38 ins and outs in 6 months. It's huge. You know, six, seven managers in 2 years. So it's been constant turnaround. So it's up to me now to have a settled squad. We've got the squad, what we've got now till the summer. We want to see an improvement. We want to see results improve, the team perform to the level that we know what's required. And we need, and I know managers always crave it, we need time. And certainly the club does at the moment. We need time, a bit of patience. And the supporters who have gone through a tough, tough time, these ones who have brought in, they need the help now. You know, they've just got used to coming to Villa because they want to come and join this great club of ours.
Sometimes you need, when you're having a bad run, you need a leader, don't you? You need somebody who grabs the game and gets everybody along with him. Have you got that man?
Well, we certainly hope so, and what we've brought in. We've brought in a new centre-forward for a start. There's nothing better than a new centre-forward, you know, and I think the supporters will absolutely enjoy watching him. He's full of life, full of energy, quick. I should have signed him when he was at Rochdale. I liked him then. Been brought up the tough way. Had to have it tough. Didn't quite make it at Rochdale. Went down the lower leagues. Fought his way through there. Went back to Rochdale. Was a success. Goes to Brentford. Success. Has a knee injury. All of a sudden has to restart again. So he's got that hunger and that little bit of fire in his belly, which attracts me to him. And I think he'll be, touch wood, a fantastic acquisition.
The fans have stuck with you. I mean, would you have a message for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think they understand. They understand what we're trying to achieve. Listen, they are nothing short of quite miraculous. The support we get away from home and at home is nothing quite short of, well, there's not many teams, clubs can boast it. I think they understand that there's been so many ins and outs, so many players, so many managers, so many different coaches, that hopefully against Brentford was as low as it can get. Because let's be fair, we shouldn't, no disrespect to Brentford, who were very, very good on the night. We shouldn't be going down to Brentford and losing 3-0. So we have to address all of these things, starting with tomorrow. And as we've seen with the Championship, it's never easy. And if we ever need reminding of it, you know, for me, the top end of the Championship is no different to the bottom half of the Premier League. There's no difference. I've been there. And